down to business on Newstalk
with Electric Ireland, giving your business flexible tailored solutions for gas and electricity. Search Electric Ireland Business.
And now our resident tech guru Andy O'Donoghue who's here, and he's going to tell us about some intriguing gifts which might make the perfect gift for the business person in your life this Christmas. Good morning to Andy. How are you?
I'm good, Bobby. Little damp.
Bit mad out there.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
Is it gridlock?
It is nearly gridlock. So if you are coming into town, people obviously have been taking your advice this morning. Yeah.
It's good that they're still coming in, but it's always a bit tricky when the weather's like that.
Yeah.
And it's just a bit slower to get around. So, okay. So we're looking at tech products, and let's talk about maybe some different categories. What about the most popular tech present for the business person this year? What would it be?
I think, Bobby, it's incredible. Do you have a dash cam
no.
in your car?
So I kind of wanted to ask you about it because I'm sort of intrigued by them.
I am just astonished by the rise of dash cams. So do you remember there was all these videos on YouTube going back years ago, and everybody in Russia had a dash cam, and we used to get this ridiculous footage of people doing really stupid things. People had them, I think, in Russia because there was a lot of drivers who didn't have car insurance, so everyone had a dash cam. Here, though, they have become an incredibly popular both present at this time of year and for the rest of the year as well. And now dash cams are everywhere.
I see them in taxis particularly, and that's logical in that, and I think, am I right in saying that you can get them facing both ways?
Both ways, yeah.
So that if there's some trouble in a taxi,
exactly,
there's a record of it. So that makes perfect sense,
and that
a taxi driver would have one.
That does make sense, but that's a really interesting point because I wondered, I thought, is it, you know, do we live in this, you know, this liability kind of culture? However, what I did discover is AXA, I think, are the first insurance company, and if you put a neck space, one of the makers of a really good camera, if you put a neck space into your car, AXA give you a 10% policy discount, which I think is absolutely brilliant because, of course, it means you can see what insurers are trying to do. They're trying to make people drive more responsibly, and I think that will probably continue, and probably all insurers will maybe insist eventually that you have a dash cam.
It's interesting as well because there's one of my daughters got a thing fitted to her car which, again, monitors her acceleration and her braking. And again, I don't know, I don't think she's ever heard from them, but on that basis, she got quite a significant drop on her insurance. So, you know, they will, insurance companies will incentivize this kind of thing.
They will.
How much would you pay for a good dash cam, and what are the good models?
So the first thing, don't buy a bad one. Don't buy a dash cam for €50 and think it's going to be great. You need one with proper HD, and that's 1080p. What that means is, even if it's at nighttime, you'll get good footage.
Okay.
Right? You also need one that has a good bit of storage. So you want to be recording 3 or 4 hours of storage.
And does it record over itself?
Yes, it does.
So you've got the last 4 hours.
Exactly.
Is so, what you have.
And the looping thing is very important. Some of them have a very, including Nextspace and the MyView cameras are the two best ones that I like. And you'll pay from 100 to €200 for a good one of those models. What I do like about them is if there is an incident, some of them save the footage to the cloud. They connect via your phone. So the footage is safe. It's put away. Incredibly important feature. GPS tracking.
Where were you?
Exactly.
What time?
Exactly.
Wow.
And that's the thing. But you know, look, great present if you're looking for something to buy for somebody, and you'll find them in every retailer around the country.
Okay, around somewhere 90 to €200
exactly.
for a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, the most impressive present this year, in your view, Andy, what is it?
There is no doubt that it is the Oculus Go, which I have one here beside me.
Okay, so this is a VR, a virtual reality.
It is. And
I'm going to put it on now as we talk. So, you do the talking as I put it on.
So the thing about virtual reality is that they used to be expensive and you could pay quite a lot of money for them. But the problem, Bobby, with them was that they used to have wires connected. And so you were kind of tethered to the desk when you were using them. And so this was the problem with virtual reality, that you couldn't really move around freely. What Oculus, the kind of originator of the VR business, what Oculus have done with this is, it is all self-contained.
Wow.
And so there are no wires, there's no phone, there's no computer, everything is in there, including, believe it or not, speakers that are neatly positioned over your ear. And as you've discovered, it fits really well.
Beautifully,
it's comfortable and it's easy to wear.
And it's not too heavy. It's almost like just replacing. I just took off my headphones to put it on, and I don't really notice any difference weight-wise.
It's easy to wear for a long time. Not that I'm recommending you should, but they even have a face plate if you need to wear glasses or if you have high cheekbones. Neither you and me are challenged with that. But if you do, you can. So
accommodates my big nose very easily.
They start, I think, just over €200, €216 for the entry level. Honestly, Bobby, this is virtual reality for
now,
the masses.
Now, what sort of games or what sort of experiences then would we have in this Oculus Go?
So you have the regular kind of shoot them up games and that kind of stuff, and which are great fun. But I discovered, I was thinking of you, and I downloaded a sailing simulator.
No way.
And it really works. So you can tack with it. You can try out sailing
hardening
maneuvers.
In the sheets.
It's just
pulling up the kite. It's
incredible
stuff.
But then I mean if you want to shoot ducks you can. Incredible fun. And what I can't get over is the fact that they've managed to do this for just over €200. Incredibly popular present this
looks
year.
Looks great. And that's the Oculus Go. Okay, great. Around 200 odd lids. Now, the cyclists in your life, you're talking about lights here, Andy. SeaSense.
SeaSense are a company based in Newton Arts, County Down, and they brought their first product to the market. It was called the Icon, and launched on Kickstarter. Why I love them? They're a smart bike light. They're incredibly bright, but as you ride your bike, they recognise the environment, so they get brighter in bad weather. They flash more rapidly when you come to roundabouts. They have really smart features.
That's very clever.
Really smart features. So if you fall off your bike, they have an emergency mode. So they use your phone to send a message to a loved one or a family member. And they even have a little alarm. So if you dash in for a cup of coffee and someone moves your bike...
Or robs it.
Exactly. And you'll get a notification on your phone. They have a new product launching on Kickstarter, and they are absolutely. I've seen them, and I've had one on my bike for a year, and it's remarkable.
And approximately how much are they?
They run from about €70 for one light, and there's a kit for two, and I recommend, about, I think it's about €140. Get the front
lovely
and back
present.
Ones. Yeah, lovely present for the cyclist. Yeah.
SeaSense. SeaSense.cc, I'm looking at here.
Yeah, SeaSense.cc. Yeah.
Okay. Runners, again, we like to look after the runners in our life.
And this is a really unusual present. And people say, oh, he's going to recommend a Fitbit. Well, Fitbits are great presents, and the Garmin, and everybody makes fitness trackers. However, this is called Run Angel, and another Irish-made product. And it looks like a little watch. However, don't press it because
all right.
It's a safety wearable.
So this is for, I suppose, aimed at the female market,
it really
running
is.
Alone in parks or whatever.
Exactly.
So if you incur any unwanted sort of attention, you just hit that button and what is it, a big mad siren goes off?
It has a really big siren. And it also connects to your phone, so you're probably listening. You've got your headphones in. You're listening. It also uses your phone's location and will send a text message and an email to five guardians, the people in your guardian network, and with a map to your location. And instantly, when you press the alarm, Bobby,
well, that's a great idea.
It's absolutely brilliant. It's about €90, and yes, it is unfortunately aimed at female runners predominantly. But you know what? It's great for people going to festivals in the summer, anything like that. It's fantastic. Fantastic, and it's a great Irish-made product.
That's called Run Angel, and again, that's about €90, and as Andy says, it's Irish. Finally, Andy, let's look at the book of the year, Steve Jobs. We've often talked about him, you and I, on this programme. This is a biographic portrait. It's written by Kevin Lynch.
By Kevin Lynch, who's a Dublin-based journalist, and this is a really unusual book, unauthorised and unofficial, but... Steve Jobs, and we have often talked about Steve Jobs. Why this book is lovely? First of all, it looks beautiful.
It does,
it's
actually,
absolutely beautifully produced. It does things like the evolution of the Apple logo, and it's a very graphical book in the sense that everything is beautifully designed.
Yeah, it looks great.
He looks at the Jobs v. Gates battle, and what he does is he tries to get inside the events in Steve Jobs' life and what was going on at the time and how Steve Jobs, the greatest rise and fall and rise again, vanity chief executive. And it is absolutely, I think it's about, it sells in this country for about €25. It's absolutely beautiful. And you know, Bobby, for anyone who's interested in the history of tech and of Apple, it's a fabulous present this Christmas.
listen, you've brought in a potpourri of the most amazing presents, Andy. And I think, again, nicely priced as well. You've talked about something from about 70 or 80 up to 200. But I think each one of those presents, one and all, I love every one of them. So thank you very much for letting us look at them. Thanks for letting us into your tech world. Andy O'Donoghue, folks, and have a happy Christmas.